through the centuries, there's always been that question about who were these magi? Where did they really come from? The East. That's a rather vague description of their place of origin. And through the centuries, we've even understood that word magi in different ways. We've talked about kings. We've talked about astronomers. We've talked about wise men. Matthew doesn't tell us very much about them. Just magi from the east that saw the star. But if you look at it another way, Matthew tells us quite a bit about them. Especially if you contrast them to King Herod. Suddenly, we know much more. King Herod was only interested in one thing, and that was holding on to his power. He was notorious. He had his own children killed if he thought that they would be a threat to his kingship. And some of them indeed were killed. Now contrast that to those magi. They weren't in it for themselves. As a matter of fact, they came at probably considerable inconvenience. No matter where they came from, a travel of any distance was a great hardship in those days. But they came because they wanted to know who this person was that God was revealing through a star. They came to honor him. They came to worship him. Herod, on the other hand, chose to not look for the light, but instead to stay in the darkness of his selfishness. The darkness of his holding on to power, control, authority. But those wise men, those magi, they were looking for light. They were looking for truth. And they were willing to do whatever was necessary to encounter that light, to encounter that truth. And they followed the star that led them to the one who is truth, to the one who is light. Herod showed his pathetic littleness. If I remember right, he was anything but a little man of stature, of breadth. But he was very little of character. The Magi, on the other hand, showed their greatness. They came not to get, but to give. They came offering gifts. They came to give of themselves. They are models for us. First of all, models in that they looked and searched for the truth, for the light. How important that is for us also. You know, because we can get lost in a lot of false truths or temporary truths. Things that, yeah, they're true today, but will they be of any value tomorrow? But they wanted the source of truth, the source of light. Can we do that? Can we spend our lives not just worrying about the things that won't last, but looking for those eternal truths, those things that will last forever, those things that will give purpose and meaning and hope and fulfillment to our lives. They teach us to do that, to look beyond the right now, to look into the future. What will bring light and truth into our lives forever? They weren't self-centered. They weren't asking, what's in it for me? What am I going to get out of this? Instead, they were coming to give themselves, to give of their treasures. Can we learn from that? Not to spend our lives just focused on ourselves and what we want, what makes us comfortable, what makes us feel safe and secure. But what can we give to others? What can we do for others? What can we be for others? Their example is a model for us of what we are to do. Not to be self-protective, but self-giving. If you go to the first reading, there's something in that reading that is so true. It starts with, Jerusalem, your light has come. Well, the light of Jerusalem has come, but so many were unable to receive it. They preferred, like Herod, to remain in the darkness. But for those who could open their hearts and their minds to it, they found a light that gave them eternal life. That reading goes on to talk about nations and kings that would walk in that light. And over the course of 2,000 years nearly, many have done that. Many nations, many kings have walked in the light of the Lord Jesus Christ. We continue today to strive to walk in that light, to come to know His truth, to live our lives following that truth, so that He can lead us to a light, to a life that will never end. Of course, that is the invitation for each and every one of us. Can we walk in the light of Christ? Are we willing to walk in the light of His truth? Are we willing to give our lives to that? Can we recognize in the child of Bethlehem the one God has sent for our life, for our salvation? That is the invitation. That is the challenge. And if we can do that, if we can walk in the light of His truth, then we will do one more thing that is very important. We will become bearers of light to the world around us.